Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I want to share with you a quick thought. Today was Chaf Av, the 20th of the month of Av, which it says in the Gemara was a holiday for a certain family, because this certain family, it was a day where they brought the wood for the Mizbeach, the wood for the altar upon which offerings were brought in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, in the times of the Third Temple, Third Temple, God willing, but in the times of the Temple. And so the question is asked, you know, where was this family coming from? And so there's an interesting conversation in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir says that it was from the family of David HaMelech, King David, and Rabbi Yossi says that it was because they merited to this because they're from the family of Yoav. And the question is asked by the Lubavitch Rebbe. He says, well, what is this machlokas? What is this dispute about? Either it's one or it's the other. How can there be this dispute? Right? And the truth is, of course, that really those two families ultimately married together. So really the higher reality is that it's really from both families. So that would reinterpret this conversation as saying, well, really, in whose merit was it? So we have to understand that the conversation is, what was the relationship between David and Yoav? David was the king. Yoav was a warrior, was fighting battles. And it says in the Gemara that because Yoav was fighting the battles of David, David was able to be involved in Torah. And because David was involved in Torah, in the merit of that, Yoav was able to be successful in his battles. And so what it comes down to really is, in whose merit did this family, which descended from the both of them, get to do this thing where they brought the wood for the altar? And in a deeper way of looking at it, we find that Rabbi Meir says what he says because of where his soul is rooted, and Rabbi Yossi says what he says because of where his soul is rooted. Rabbi Meir says that it's in the merit of King David because Rabbi Meir is from the word Or, which means light. King David was involved with Torah, which is the concept of light, that which is kind of beyond this world. And Rabbi Yossi, the gematria of the name, the numerical value of the name Yossi, is the same gematria, same numerical value of the word Teva, Hateva, which means a natural world, because Yov was more involved in the physical world, obviously doing holy things, involved in the fighting the wars of God, but more involved practically in the physical world. And so the conversation between them is, or the machloket is to the disagreement or different angles on it is, in whose merit were these woods being brought to the altar? In the merit of King David, which is all about the Torah, which supported the wars that Yoav was fighting, or was it in the merit of Yoav and the wars that he was fighting, which assisted David to be involved in Torah? And so this is the conversation. And without going into, obviously, who's right, the answer is these are two rabbis from the Talmud having a dispute or a conversation and offering different angles on it based on where their soul root is rooted. And one thing that we can learn from that is that sometimes we can have two answers that seem to be conflicting, but actually there's a holistic truth that is bigger, which includes both angles on the same issue. And this is a conversation, this specific conversation, about higher light versus being involved in the practical, in a spiritual way, which one is greater. The truth is each one has their advantages. There's an angle to say one and there's an angle to say the other. And so really we should be blessed to get in touch with where we are at and what speaks to our soul on these issues, and to do that in a way where we strengthen ourselves there without nixing the other side, because the other side is real and valid as well, right? You have a similar conversation about what's the best way to learn. To be involved in learning in an in-depth way or learning in a broad way, or at least in broad way first, right? And right, what's called be'ian and be'kias. And so there's different ways that are going to speak to different people's souls, different strokes for different folks, different roles for different souls. And so we should be blessed to be traveling through this world with this holistic and expansive mindset, in which we're able to include two authentic perspectives and authentic angles on one greater issue. My friends, I hope that made some sense. I know it's a little bit deeper and more intricate than usual. But my friends, have yourselves a meaningful, wonderful day. Thank you for listening to the Chassidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.